So we've been reading from the letter to the Hebrews this week, and it talks about rest. Let us be on our guard while the promise of entering into his rest remains. Now, it's good to know that in Hebrew, it's the same word, rest and Sabbath. The Hebrew word means both, rest and Sabbath. So knowing that, you can get a flavor of the puns that are here in this reading. Let us be on our guard while the promise of entering into his rest remains, that none of you seem to have failed. For in fact, we received the good news just as our ancestors did, but the word that they heard did not profit them. So he's talking, if you heard the letter yesterday, the lesson yesterday, he talked about those people in the desert. They came with Moses, and how they were skeptical of him, and they complained. They did not believe, even though they had seen his works for 40 years. And so over those 40 years, they died off, all except for a couple of them, were able to enter into the promised land. That is, the ones who originally left Egypt, they died off. Of course, they had their descendants who did enter into the promised land. And so it's about they weren't allowed to enter into the rest. They weren't allowed to enter into a promised land where they would have rest from their enemies in this land of milk and honey. They missed out because they were disbelieving. So the letter of the Hebrews is warning the people, his contemporaries, don't be like your ancestors who were not able to enter into the rest. For he has spoken somewhere about the seventh day in this manner, and God rested on the seventh day from his works. And again, they shall not enter into my rest. So he says, let us strive to enter into that rest. Now, let's keep the day of the Lord holy. It's a little foreshadowing of what's coming when we rest in the Lord, when we make our Sabbath, so we have time to pray and to love each other and be a family and not just be working all the time. Let us enter into that rest. In this commentary by the Navarre, it says, the saints have often liked to describe the joy which heaven gives, that eternal rest which God deigns to grant souls who depart this world. A quote from St. Augustine. Who can measure the happiness of heaven, where no evil at all can touch us, no good will be out of reach, where life is to be one long laud, extolling God, who will be all in all. This indeed will be that ultimate Sabbath that has no evening, in which the Lord foreshadowed in the account of his creation. Only when we are remade by God and perfected by a real greater grace shall we have the eternal stillness of that rest in which we shall see that he is God. Then only shall we be filled with him, when we will be all in all. From St. Augustine, the City of God. It also reminds us of the canticle of St. Zachary. It says that through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies. From our enemies, our anxieties, our temptations, and the hands of all who hate us. Set us free from the hands of our enemies, so we can worship him without fear. Beautiful words. We'll just end this little reflection with looking at the collect again, this beautiful collect, a very practical collect for this ordinary time, asking for wisdom and fortitude. Attend to the pleas of your people with heavenly care, O Lord, we pray. that they may see what must be done and gain strength to do what they have seen.